Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, Black Friday almost upon us.
One day away. Well, from midnight, people need to get shopping really if they're keen,
so
if they're
going
to do this thing properly. Yeah, hours away. So I went and had a look. I woke up this morning and I thought, I wonder if you can buy a kitchen sink on Black Friday. So I did a little Google and sure enough, I found a Austrail camping kitchen unit with a kitchen sink on Takealot for 2,429 Rand. And of course, Amazon has every sink, the stainless steel, the ceramic, the whatever. So
really?
Everything and the kitchen sink for sale on Black Friday, yes. So yeah, I spoke to one of the big shots at one of the online retailers who didn't want to be named because he said we crap ourselves for the season, except crap wasn't quite the word he used. You know, we all think yay bonanza time for the retailers because you know, we're all going mad and people have FOMO about Black Friday and spend when they really shouldn't, but it is a huge undertaking for them. Lots can go wrong.
So let me ask you that question.
Yes.
Ahead of Black Friday, what could go wrong?
Okay, lots of things because of huge volumes. The site itself, the online sites themselves, can collapse due to huge traffic.
Yeah.
The payment systems can collapse.
Ooh,
so you're trying to pay and it's just not...
Because of all the payments that are happening simultaneously, yeah?
And then the courier system just goes belly up.
Oh,
it just cannot cope.
All right. Let's be positive about this. The site doesn't crash. The payment system doesn't crash. And the courier system is perfect. They don't crash within 5 to 10 days of your purchase. But a lot of South Africans are still very nervous about payments online. What advice do you have for them?
All right, so if they're going to, and certainly if it's your first foray into online shopping, you should go to only a tried and tested, well-established online retail site, right? Mm. But it is true that a lot of South Africans, when they first buy online, they choose the cash on delivery option, and the local big guys do offer that to give people peace of mind, otherwise they wouldn't get them online. And then by their second or third purchase, they're choosing credit card or EFT.
Yeah.
But there are lots of other alternatives to cash, EFT, and your credit card. So,
like what?
Like, there's MobiCred, which is a fully digitally secured credit product in South Africa, specifically designed for online shopping. So you can create an account there and only do online shopping through that. There's iPay, which is an automatic electronic funds transfer processor that allows your funds to be transferred instantly into the merchant's bank via their site, so you don't have to be putting in their bank account numbers and references and all of that. And all these things are growing out of South Africans sort of finally embracing online shopping. I would caution, please, even if you go onto a secure global site to shop for Black Friday deals, and they tend to have the really sensational ones, be aware that you've got to look at the extras. You're going to be paying shipping. You're going to be paying, some sites it's included, but others aren't. So you have to check. Look at the terms and conditions.
Oh, okay.
Customs and VAT is extra. Mm. You really need to find out exactly what you're in for. Otherwise, your bargain is not going to be a bargain by the time it lands here. And if you know what you want to buy and what its price is and you're just waiting for midnight, it's worth going on, adding it to the cart, putting in all your payment details, and so you can just hit send and not and get ahead of the huge traffic.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So prepare yourself, arm yourself. Black Friday is almost upon us, and all these details are on the Consumer Watch website, ecr.co.za. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.